This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Tom Ballard is one of Australia's most celebrated comedians, but as we learned last time he was here on Joy Drive, he's also a bit of a political activist. And his partner, Harley Mann, is a proud Waka Waka man from Queensland and is also one of the best circus artists in the country. And together, they are performing a powerful couple role. It's amazing. And they both have shows in the Melbourne Fringe Festival, which is on. Now, Tom, it's always great to have you on Drive.
Hey, was great to be here. I don't think I'm celebrated enough. You're saying one of my most celebrated. I just don't think I get celebrated enough.
We need to celebrate you more. I think you are. And your partner is on the line. Harley, welcome to Drive.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Can I be nosy to you both?
Yes.
Sure.
I just got to tell you, this is very weird. Harley and I have been talking this a week. We haven't done any media together at all. It's very strange.
Is this the first time you've been on media together?
Yes, it is. How are you finding it, Harley? Is it good?
Yeah, it's stressful. I was kind of a little bit thrown by one of the best acrobats and also thrown by one of the most celebrated comedians.
You are one of the best acrobats, and I'm not celebrated enough.
So that's true, but you're not celebrated.
Harley, is there anything, we've got Tom, you're on air, there's thousands of people listening. Is there anything you want to air while you're on the radio?
Oh, Jesus. Long pause for effect.
How happy you are and how fulfilling our relationship and life is.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yep, there we go. Lock that in. Thanks.
I want to be nosy. Where did you two meet?
We actually met in Adelaide performing, would you know it, at the 2020 Adelaide Fringe. We were sharing a venue. Harley was in
the venue.
It was... It's a normal fringe venue. Wasn't a weird gay one. But he was in there with his show Chasing Smoke, and I was on after him doing my stand-up, and I saw their show, and I thought it was absolutely amazing. And I thought that the particular man was very, very handsome, but I didn't know he was gay. And then there was some flirting, and Harley was obsessed with me, and he fell in love with me, and we've been together ever since.
I like that Harley was obsessed with me.
Obsessed.
Is that true, Harley?
Totally. Yeah, it's totally true. Wrote letters and followed him home and kind of creepy stuff, really.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Now, Harley, on a serious note, we've got early voting for the Voice referendum. It's begun. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm apprehensively cautious and anxious and excited all at the same time. I think it's potentially a really great opportunity to change in this country. I don't think anything is kind of set in stone until the penny drops.
Tom, we know... You can get pretty angry. We know that from your book all about boomers and having you here on Drive at the same time. Are you getting angry at some of the messages being sent about the referendum?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, angry, depressed at the same time. Maybe my depression manifests itself as anger in the show I'm doing, Yes, No, which is the sort of comedy lecture about both the Voice itself and the whole process of trying to change the constitution and the history, the depressing and failure-littered history of referenda in this country. Yeah, there's lots of things to get depressed about. But then, yeah, particularly over the past couple of weeks, I think the no vote, no campaign rather, and some of its actors have been acting in terrible faith. We've seen insane misinformation being spread through social media, and it is unfortunately pulling out some pretty ugly racist ideas about Australia's history and the place of First Nations people in this country. So yeah, the show's very funny, but the whole situation is a bit of a bummer at the moment. Yeah,
just on the show, tell us about it. So what are you talking about?
So I tried to use the fact that we're in a referendum year to kind of use that as an excuse to explain the referendum process, but also look at this history. People might have heard that we've had 44 referenda in Australia. We've only said yes 8 times, so that's a very, very low success rate. And I guess I wanted to explain, A, why that's the case, why it seems so hard to change the Constitution. Spoiler alert, because the Constitution's stupid.
But it can be changed. That's the point.
It can be. It can be. Last time was 46 years ago. Ooh. It seems if the change is at all controversial, if you don't have bipartisan support, and if you can't meet this very high threshold of the double majority, that is the majority of voters across the country and 4 out of the 6 states, then it's not going to happen. And I think structurally that's not very good. That puts up some massive barriers to changing our Constitution, which is not very good at all. And just look into the stuff that didn't get up, right? Like, look at these failed referenda that we never talk about and sort of think a little bit about how different Australia could be if some of that stuff could have got through, I suppose, yeah.
Harley, just on that, on how different Australia could be, and I mean, this might seem like a stupid question, but how do you feel it will change if we do get a yes vote, a successful referendum?
I mean, I don't know, but I can't really talk for an entire, you know, culture of people and Australian, especially people culture is so diverse. What I think it means for me as a kind of individual is the collective notion that Australia is ready to take the first step and continue to take the second and the third and the fourth. Mm. And I think that's something that we've been waiting for as people for a very long time. There's a kind of overwhelming sense of mistrust and kind of continual not listening to the needs, the opinions, and the kind of voice of those people. And so I think this could act to really kind of show and show with kind of guts. The things that need to change and the things that can be changed.
We're joined in the studio by Tom Ballard, and on the line we've got Tom's partner, Harley Mann. Tom, just on...
He's in Queensland, I want to make it clear. We it's not like we can't be in the same room together. So, we're not fighting at the moment or anything. And said, I refuse to be in the studio with Warren.
I'm going to... That's the truth, isn't it? I'm going to be nosy again. So you Harley lives in Queensland.
Yes.
How do you do that relationship?
Poorly. No. Yeah. We lived together in Melbourne for the first couple of years of our relationship, and then Harley got this great opportunity to take on a role with Circa Cairns. Circa's an amazing circus company, and Circa Cairns is a local group that Harley got the chance to be the artistic director with up in Far North Queensland. And, you know, I was really happy for him, and it's a great opportunity. And I'm a stupid comedian. I often have weeks of doing nothing at all, and if I can go up there, sweat my butt off, and have fun by the Great Barrier Reef while hanging out with my boyfriend, it's a pretty sweet deal. But we're both touring so much all the time. He's down here all the time, and we're back and forth. So, we try to make it
work. Supportive partner. Let's talk about your show, Harley. And in particular, you set up your own circus, didn't you? Tell us about that.
Yeah. I mean, so when I was studying at the National Institute of Circus Arts in Melbourne, I found myself with a little bit of spare time. And in that spare time, I was really interested in creating work, and particularly with the notion or kind of knowing that a lot of the stories and the things that I was experiencing as a person weren't making it onto Australian circus stages. I kind of took on the role of just making my own. I just wanted to try it out and kind of see what it was like to do it. And that sort of snowballed and continued to grow until the point where we set up Najimang Circus, which is, I mean, I think officially only sort of 3 years old as a company. And since then we've made, you know, a number of works. And this work that we're bringing to Melbourne Fringe as a part of the Deadly Fringe of the land in which we meet is the third work in our repertoire. And it's been 3 years in the coming just because of COVID and lockdowns and endlessly changing plans. So we're really excited to kind of actually premiere it for the first time.
So you won the 2018 the Melbourne Fringe Award for the Best Emerging Circus Artist. Your show, as you mentioned, is called Off the Land on Which We Meet. Are you excited about getting back into Fringe again?
I am. I mean, I'm not physically in this show, which is probably a relief and a blessing to all the audience that comes to it.
Or to Tom.
Fringe.
Harley, you're one of this country's best circus acrobats.
Oh, jeez. I'm getting old. But I think Fringe is one of those festivals, and I mean, maybe it's because we have a bit of a romantic history with Fringe festivals, but it's kind of an opportunity to try work and push the boundaries of the things that we want to do and make. And I think this is kind of work that fits beautifully in the Fringe, and I think it's the work that Melbourne Fringe particularly has been doing over the last years moving into this Fringe, and the coming ones is really exciting, political, and leading the way in kind of artistic thinking.
I think that's what I love about Harley's work was, like, because I didn't know anything really about circus before meeting Harley and falling in love with him and learning about the world of circus. All I knew is that, you know, you do cool flips and stuff, and I saw Cirque du Soleil. That was great. But Harley's work is, like, often very political and comes from this place of, you know, being a proud First Nations person, exploring Australia's messed up history and First Nations people relationship to land and culture. And it's kind of amazing that you could have a show that involves cool flips and stuff, but is also touching on that kind of thematic stuff. So I love seeing him do that on stage. It's really good.
Does he do those flips in the kitchen at home? Like, here's your breakfast, doll.
No, he doesn't do it nearly enough. I'm hilarious at all times when we're hanging out at home, so I would like Harley to introduce some more circus into our domestic life.
Tom,
oh, God.
He's hating this so much.
He's uncomfortable. Back on a serious note, you know, we've heard and we've spoken about it here on Joy Drive. There's lots of information sessions being held for the voice referendum, and a lot of people are working really, really hard to answer the questions. But you've got it in a show, essentially. So do you reckon that your show will cut through the noise and have an impact on the way people vote that don't necessarily go to these information sessions? I mean, we can only do so much with information sessions.
Look, if there are any committed no voters who are coming along to see a homosexual socialist comedian perform his fringe show at the Trades Hall, God bless them. I think they're amazing people, they're very open-minded, and you're very welcome. I'm aware of the kind of people who come along to my shows, and I don't think I'm changing too many minds massively. I think I might... What I've learned in researching the show, finding out about the history of referenda and how rigged the system is, I think, against constitutional change. And, you know, towards the end of the show, I get to a point where I sort of say, maybe we should start the constitution again. You know, that might be a little bit of a radical push for some people coming along to my show. It's hard to say. I mean, voting's already started, right? People have already started early voting, and so they're getting out there and doing it. If I can reaffirm or encourage or show a level of solidarity to other people who are probably disposed to my politics to say that, you know, voting yes is, I think, a good thing. That's what I'm going to be doing. And putting it in the broader context of historical constitutional change, particularly the 1967 referendum, which related to First Nations people too, then hopefully there's some value in that. But it is just, you know, it is also a lot of funny pictures.
And I suppose if you know, they go away and they talk to other people as well and say, you know, Tom Ballard, I mean, you're a pretty important public figure, says this, maybe we will as well.
You hear that, Harley? I'm an important public figure.
There you go. You hear that? Best circus artist, important public figure, and so on. Tom and Harley, great to chat with you both, and thank you so much for making Joy the first place where you've had your
first
live on-air radio interview together. We really appreciate that.
Thank you, Warren. A pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Harley.
Thanks, Harley. Love you.
Love you.
Love you too. See ya.
For more information on Tom and Harley's respective shows, head to their socials. You can go to tomballard.com.au on Instagram, man with two N's. Harley, you're on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.